do it for your wife and little Freddy.
You could have better hearing in as little as a week. Book a free test today at bootshearingcare.com. Boots, with you, for life. T's and C's apply, subject to availability.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2023 and 2024, we provided £8.8 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. A 10-year-old girl has died after being bitten by her family's dog. It happened in the Moulton area of North Yorkshire yesterday afternoon. Police say the child died from serious injuries at the scene. The animal was later seized by emergency services and is currently in kennels. Kemi Badenoch has been greeted with applause at Conservative headquarters after being elected the party's new leader. She beats rival Robert Jenrick in a vote of members and says it's the most enormous honour to lead an organisation she loves. She's promised Mr Jenrick he has a key role to play. Labour Party chair Ellie Reeves has given a mixed response.
I'm proud that that she's the first black woman to lead a political party in Westminster, but Kemi was part of the chaos of the last 14 years, serving in various roles.
Police investigating historical sex offence allegations against Russell Brand are understood to have sent the Crown Prosecution Service a file of evidence. An investigation by the Sunday Times, The Times and Channel 4's Dispatches last year made allegations of rape, sexual assaults and emotional abuse by the broadcaster. He has strenuously denied any wrongdoing. In sports, Bournemouth upset Manchester City as they beat them for the first time in 32 attempts. Antoine Semenyo and Evan Nielsen scored the goals for Andoni Iraola's team in the 2-1 win.
He feels great, you know, because I think it's very difficult to beat City. Apart from the result, I'm very, very proud of the performance. I think to beat them, I think deservedly, is even more difficult. And even if we suffered until the end, because they push us, I think we deserve this one.
Liverpool atop of the Premier League. They came from behind to beat Brighton 2-1. And Celtic are through to the Scottish League Cup. They thrashed Aberdeen 6-0. And one of four female raccoons missing from a zoo on the Isle of Wight has been found. She's said to be no worse for wear after her adventure. From Sky News, I'm Andy Hayes.
Magic Classical presents Screen Time.
With Charles Knowe.
I don't know who you are or where you came from, but from now on, you do as I tell you, okay?
You are Superman.
Somebody with a brain, somebody you could talk to.
Someone you could really be yourself.
Yes.
Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
Right here is where I am. Hello, good evening. Charles Knowe with you for our John Williams Screen Time special on Magic Classical. To mark the release of the new Disney Plus documentary, Music by John Williams, we have an hour of the movie maestro's greatest hits. We'll also hear from the director, Laurent Bouzereau, about bringing the composer's life to the screen. So let's not hang about. We're starting things off with music that will make you believe a man can fly.
Thank you.
A fine starter for our John Williams Screen Time special here on Magic Classical. Now, we couldn't have a show about John Williams without talking about Steven Spielberg. They've been working together for 5 decades on films as diverse as E.T. and Indiana Jones, through to Lincoln and Saving Private Ryan, and most recently, The Fablemans. We'll hear 3 pieces from their biggest hits in just a moment, but first, here is Laurent Bouzereau, the director of the new documentary, Music by John Williams, talking about what is a very special bond between composer and director.
You know, Stephen and John have a brotherhood, and that is just incredible. In this business where it's very, very hard to maintain relationships through sometimes huge success and sometimes failures, not the case for Stephen. And I think that he recognized in John the sort of additional voice to his work. I mean, he always says that John completes his movies, that he is the final rewrite artist to his pictures. You know, it's pretty unique. There are other cases, whether it's Sergio Leone and Ennio Morricone, or Truffaut and Georges de la Rue, Hitchcock and Herman, definitely. I really think that John and Steven are like brothers, and it's just amazing to watch when you're on the scoring stage with them. Literally, you feel how in sync they are. And to push this a little further, John is classically trained. He loved classical music, and that's his upbringing and his really his interest. And Steven is classically trained also vis-a-vis movies. He loves, you know, the history of film. And so they meet on the exact same level with their respect for what is classical and came before them.
Thank you.
Weekends on Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
The magic of classical music.
Magic classical.
We'll be right back.
Three fabulous soundtracks in a row. Flying theme from E.T., Jurassic Park theme, unofficial subtitle on Magic Classical, There's a Dinosaur, There's a Dinosaur, There's a Dinosaur, and the Raiders March there from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. On our John Williams special, so plenty more Williams to come, and broomsticks at the ready very soon for a journey to Hogwarts.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2023 and 2024, we provided £8.8 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Did you know that new McDonald's mini hash browns are direct descendants of the OG McDonald's hash brown? Fascinating. With their telltale crunchiness and warm golden hue, every mini hash brown is descended from greatness. Only £1.49 for five, they're in the family for a limited time only. Served until 11 a.m, price may vary across restaurants, subject to availability.
Here at Magic, we're going to Holiday Inn Express, where you can wake up from your comfy bed with premium bedding and start your day right with a hot, fresh breakfast. Holiday Inn Express is perfect for those family weekends away, long overdue get-togethers, or just for something we all need from time to time, a change of scene. So be listening to Magic Breakfast every day next week for your chance to win a UK getaway with an overnight stay at any Holiday Inn Express of your choice. Thanks to IHG's Holiday Inn Express. Simple, smart travel.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
John Williams at Hogwarts. And from one huge franchise to another. The Star Wars universe wouldn't be the same without John Williams and his iconic music. The new Disney Plus documentary, Music by John Williams, shows just how transformative the adventures of Han, Luke and Leia were for John's career, with his soundtrack making it into the charts and John suddenly being in demand as a conductor for live concerts. Here's Laurent Bouzereau, the documentary's director, talking about what John brought to those movies.
Steven had just done Jaws with John and told him about Star Wars. And of course, Steven had the foresight of knowing what Star Wars was going to be because no one else did. And I think it gave John an opportunity to explore classical themes, classical inspired music, but of the future in a sense. You know, George wanted something very thematic, and literally the music of Star Wars gives a backstory to every single character. To even the Death Star. You have a theme for everyone and everything in the film. And the music was really what pulled you in. I mean, no one can forget seeing that blasting Star Wars title. And the music blasting at the same time. That alone makes you then walk in feeling completely at ease with this really wacky kind of world that George created.
¶¶
So the music there was essential in order for the audience to sort of embrace the world of Star Wars. Whereas if it had gone into a science fiction, kind of eclectic kind of sound, I don't think that we would have been as drawn to the story as we were because of John Williams.
Thank you.
Weekends on Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Star Wars theme from Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, first of all, and then just there, the Imperial March from Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. It's our John Williams Screen Time special on Magic Classical. Remember, this new documentary, Music by John Williams, that's available to stream right now on Disney+, and it features contributions from everyone from Steven Spielberg, Gustavo Dudamel, Chris Martin, Ron Howard, George Lucas, and Sophie Mutter, Branford Marsalis, and many more. Coming up, we'll hear which film the movie maestro found most challenging.
Says Entertainment Weekly.
What happens if you choose the wrong door?
Hugh Grant has rarely, if ever, been better, says Awards Watch.
Scary.
It's ingenious, says The Guardian. A thrilling cat-and-mouse game sure to have everyone talking, says Screen Rant.
You figured it out yet?
Heretic. Cinemas everywhere now.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2023 and 2024, we provided £8.8 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
The Volkswagen Drive Electric sale is here, featuring the ID3, ID4, and ID5.
Did you
That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged offers. All with an extra £1,000 off. Plus a free OMI home charger with standard installation. Experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. Sale must end 18th of November for delivery by end of year. UK 18 plus retail customers only. T's and C's apply. £1,000 including VAT saving to on the road stock vehicles price. Subject to eligibility.
Listeners, we've uncovered the reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late. It's because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. So to whoever's in charge of fixing potholes, to VAR and people who somehow managed to park over two bays, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
unforgettable theme for an unforgettable film. The beautiful violin playing of Itzhak Perlman there on the theme for Schindler's List. Now, music really spans the generations of John Williams' family. John's son, Joseph Williams, is the lead singer of the band Toto. Yes, as in Africa. I bless the rains down in Africa and so on. And John's father, Johnny Williams, worked as a jazz drummer and percussionist. Jazz has played a bit part in John's career. Here again on that is Laurent Bouzereau.
When you listen to his 70s scores, even like something like Earthquake, for example, or The Eiger Sanction, you hear the jazz influence really heavily in those scores. And then flash forward years later, and he does Catch Me If You Can. And it's a jazz-inspired score. And how brilliant to give that sort of identity to that particular film through jazz, which has its own life and history, and he brings that to the character played by DiCaprio in the film.
Caper, wasn't it, that film? Catch Me If You Can, as the theme music by John Williams. And that's almost all we have time for in our John Williams Screen Time special hour this evening. But before I go, just time to hear once again from Laurent Bouzereau. Here's the director now talking about which score John Williams found the most challenging to compose.
In his words, it was Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Because music was actually the language that the aliens in the film had in order to communicate with us. So he had to write the music ahead of seeing the film, in a sense. And it had to be something very unique and special, those five notes.
And
And I think he does a very good job at explaining it in the film. But that whole climactic sequence during which, you know, the humans, us, are communicating with the spaceship, the mothership, is like a concert. And that was, he claims, the hardest thing he ever had to do.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the most tricky to score. Now we know. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our John Williams Screen Time special on Magic Classical. Don't forget, if you missed any of the show, it's available to revisit at magicclassical.co.uk or using the Rayo app. The TV documentary Music by John Williams is available to stream now on Disney+. Screen Time returns tomorrow night at 9, and I hope I'll see you for Magic Classical Breakfast Monday morning from 7, with the morning Screen Time, as usual for a weekday, from 9 a.m. Next tonight, it's the news at 10 o'clock, and then a selection of mindfulness.
My bed looks so uninviting. I need scatter cushions. To Danel, I'm heading. You're the one that I want. You are the one I want.
Ease into autumn with hundreds of double duvet covers to get you set for snuggling from £10 at Danel, the home of homes. Shop in store and online today.
Here we go again. Running a small business, I should be used to early mornings. Gotta stay ahead of the competition. After all, the early bird catches the sun loungers by the pool.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards your dream holiday.
Right by the bar as well.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus subject to status.
Get Virgin Media lightning fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fibre areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
Critics are raving. Transformers 1 is an instant classic. 5 stars. Yeah! One of the best Transformers movies in decades.
Everyone ready? Woo!
Thrilling action and gorgeous animation.
That's what I'm talking about.
A feast for the eyes and a breath of fresh air.
Transform and roll out.
Transformers 1 is spectacular.
We are more than meets the eye.
Transformers 1 in cinemas now. Available in 3D and 4DX.
Oh, how relaxing was that yoga session? I feel so free.
Speak for yourself. I can never let go.
Bladder leaks. I know, right? I'm so done compromising. I got a new bit of yoga kit. Always discreet pads. Here, try for yourself next week.
Love you lots, but this thin pad won't keep up with my heavy leaks.
Just trust me on this one. So, all zen and liberated, are we?
Let's just say I found my flow.
Always discreet. Live with no compromise.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. A 10-year-old girl has died after being bitten by her family's dog. The breed hasn't been disclosed. Nick Qureshi has the latest.
North Yorkshire police were called to the family home in Malton yesterday afternoon by the ambulance service. Officers say despite the efforts of medical professionals and a member of the public, the girl died at the scene after suffering serious injuries. A family member secured the dog inside a car before emergency services arrived. The animal was later seized by officers who took it to secure kennels where it remains. It's now being assessed as part of the investigation.
Police investigating historical sex offence allegations against Russell Brand are understood to have sent the Crown Prosecution Service a file of evidence. An investigation by the Sunday Times and Channel 4's dispatches last year made allegations against the broadcaster, which he denies. Kemi Badenoch has become the first black woman to lead a major European political party. She's been named Tory leader, defeating rival Robert Jemrick by more than 12,000 votes of grassroots members. Mrs. Badenoch says it's time for a change.
Our party is critical to the success of our country. But to be heard, we have to be honest. Honest about the fact that we made mistakes. Honest about the fact that we let standards slip. The time has come to tell the truth.
A 55-year-old woman has been charged with murder after a woman was stabbed in North London on Wednesday. 62-year-old Ephia Constantino was found at a house in Enfield. Zanetto Petto was arrested yesterday. In sport, Liverpool came from a goal down to get a 2-1 win at home to Brighton and go top of the Premier League. Former leaders Manchester City suffered a shock 2-1 defeat at Bournemouth after title rivals Arsenal went down 1-0 at Newcastle. Celtic thrashed Aberdeen 6-0 at Hampden Park to reach the final of the Scottish League Cup. And Scottish comedian Janie Godley has died at the age of 63. Her manager says she died peacefully at a hospice in Glasgow this morning, surrounded by her family. From Sky News, I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical. Mindfulness music.